All right, welcome aboard on a Friday. We're going to get right to it here on the Dennis Stuckey Show, and we're going to start out by talking about an event. It's one of those things that I've always known that it was there, but I've never really paid a whole lot of attention to it. But coming up later this month is the, I believe it's the 18th Derek Kauffman Memorial Wood Bat Tournament, and it's hosted by St. Clair Little League. And Matt Distelrath is on the phone, and he's going to kind of tell us about what's going on, because this year is extra special, right, Matt? You've got the biggest tournament you've ever had.
Yeah, last year was 68 teams, which we were very happy with, and then this year we were able to go to 75, which is really our capacity. I don't know where we would fit another game without some lights or another field.
So this
but,
Yep, go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, we've got teams from all over the place, and actually in some divisions we've had to turn teams away. So it's pretty exciting. You know, we don't really have to market it much. It kind of word of mouth in the baseball community has gone out and helped spread the word of it.
Now, you have several teams from around St. Clair County, Sanilac County, Macomb County that are coming in for this, but you also have people coming from all over the state.
Oh, yeah, we've got a group from Grand Rapids area. There's a guy from St. Clair who's actually moved out there, and he brought his team one year, and now the whole league brings a team in every age bracket. They're from Western Western Little League over in Grand Rapids, and it's one of the better leagues in the state. So it's exciting to have them in every age bracket. Midland team from Midland, Commerce, Grosse Pointe, Maumee in Ohio comes up. So yeah, a little bit of everywhere.
So it looks like you've got eight divisions. You mentioned 76 teams. Who's the poor guy that had to put the schedule together?
That's me. I think I'm on draft number 9 or 10, maybe, from teams. You know, we've had a few teams back out of now and again. Then a few teams would call and say, hey, I got hockey. I got a field trip. I can't play on Friday now. So there's been a few redos, but I think we're on the final one now, hopefully, you know, being a just a week away.
Yeah, and you got to fit them all in over 3 days. It looks like you start a little later in the day, too, on Friday, so it's really kind of a two-and-a-half-day event.
Yeah, you know, we try to play the local teams on Friday because we do have a good number of local teams that have been supporting it, really, since the first year we switched it to a Little League tournament as opposed to an 18U, which it was the first few years, was in 2004. And that year we only had 5 teams total, so it's grown quite a bit. But, yeah, we always leave Monday open. You know, a lot of people aren't working, so we don't schedule on Monday. So, God forbid, we had a rain out or some kind. We have that extra day buffer, which is nice.
Wood bat, do the kids like that, or is it weird for them?
No, they do. They think it's cool. You know, the only time any of these kids really use wood bats is this tournament or other tournaments like it. And the only time they ever really see them is guys on TV, you know, the pros.
Does it change it much? Like, does it change the style of the game?
You know, the wood bats typically swing a little bit heavier, so it's definitely much more of a pitcher's game. But, I mean, if you hit it in the good spot, you know, there's still a ton of home runs. It's not much different than there would be with the current aluminum bats we're using.
All right. Who is Derek Kauffman, and why have you guys been doing this for 18 years?
So Derek was a St. Clair grad who was very into baseball and basketball and football, a 3-sport athlete. Most people in the baseball community will know his dad, Dale. Dale's been umping forever. Great guy, one of the best guys around. And Bill Karras actually started the tournament. Derek was tragically killed in '99, and they started the tournament to honor him. And he put it in the wood bats because Derek was kind of an old school, you know, hardcore player. So Bill Karras started it then, and then his son, Matt, and I are kind of running it now with definitely some help from Bill still.
All right, so this is all taking place at the complex there in St. Clair, right? You guys are
yep.
Off of Fredmore there, just before King or just past King?
Yep.
Okay.
It would be just west of King. Yeah, you said you knew it was out there. We're going to have to get you out there one of these years.
Well, you know, I'm looking at it. I can't make Friday, unfortunately, but okay. I might be able to get out there on Saturday or Sunday of that okay. That weekend. That is the holiday weekend, so I'm not quite sure yep. what the Outlaws have planned.
Okay. But,
yeah, I know I won't be busy definitely. Both days, so I might be able to get out and check it out because, number one, if it's got anything to do with the kids, I'm going to be into it. Number two, it's sports and I get paid to watch it, so that's not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all. And then, you know, anybody who wants to come out, their games start at 8:30 Friday they start at 5:30. There's a 5:30 to 7 o'clock game on Friday night. And then Saturday we start at 8:30, and the last game starts at 7, so it's all day. And then Sunday we'll start again 8:30, and I believe the last game there is like 4 o'clock. So we'll be, you know, crowning champions at the end of the day there. And definitely some good baseball. We have had, the last 2 years, we have had the Major Boys, which, you know, is the Little League World Series on TV. We have had that team there the last 2 years. But Grosse Pointe Woods has played in our tournament, so that's pretty cool, feather in our hat.
Awesome. I got to ask, because St. Clair is kind of big for baseball and just for athletes in general in recent years. We've had quite a run. I know that that Jake Cronenworth doing really well in the minor mm-hmm. leagues for Tampa. I know that the Seddons are another big name. There was a state championship game, and I know that there has been a distal wrath in St. How big is your family?
It's very big.
Because it seems like...
St. Clair only, nowhere else in the world.
I've been here since 95, and there has been a distal wrath at St. Clair every year that I've covered a Saints team.
Most years there are, yeah.
And your name is very familiar to me, so I'm going to assume you played ball there too.
I did. I graduated in 2000 from St. Clair. But you mentioned those guys. You know, anybody who knows Jake Cronenworth and the Seddons and, you know, Jared Tobies right now, he's in Western Michigan playing for the Whitecaps. Tyler Mott's not a baseball player now, but I still believe he could have been if he wanted to. He's a heck of a player. But those guys are giving back to our league, too. We had a fundraiser last weekend, and Jake donated autographed bats, autographed gloves, Tyler Mott autographed jersey. We got stuff from all those guys, so it's pretty cool. You know, we got to see, you know, Matt Karras and I coached most of those guys in Little League, so to see them from that step and to where they are now, and they're the same people, which is pretty cool, but they put in a lot of time. And, you know, they paved the way for the kids now. They want to be the next Jake Cronenworth. And, you know, we got a good group of guys now at the high school that grew up seeing those guys. And now the guys, you know, I coach a 10-year-old team now, and they look up to the guys who are juniors and seniors now. So it's a pretty cool cycle. And baseball is definitely ingrained in our community.
I was going to say, and you guys have a good Little League program, and I'm just kind of glancing over these divisions. Seems like you've got a St. Clair team in just about every division.
Yeah, we're in every division for sure. And we got guys playing baseball at every age, and we spend a lot of time with it, and our facility obviously helps that.
So you get these kids playing together like that through the Little League program. That makes Denny White's job really easy at the high school.
Yeah, and you know what? One thing that we have, you know, you talk to a lot of other Little Leagues that don't have this, is Denny is on our Little League board. He coaches an all-star team every year. He's helping all the coaches, any help they need along the way. So he's definitely entrenched in our Little League program.
Good stuff. Matt, anything else that we need to know?
No. Thanks for having us. We appreciate getting us out there.
Hey, anytime. This is a really cool event, and I do hope to get down and see some games coming
all
up
right.
Next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Des.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Bye.
There's Matt Distelrath, and he's part of this 18th annual Derek Kaufman Memorial Woodbat Tournament for the kids, and this goes through the under eights all the way up to the U14 programs. So you've got kids basically from 8 to 14 playing in this event. And 76 teams coming in this year, the most that they have ever had. It's coming up on May 24th through the 26th, so that's the holiday weekend. Go on out and check that out if you're in the area, because it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it'll be chaos. It'll be total chaos, but nothing's fun unless it's total chaos. We'll be back.